Tori Dalhoff here, and today on Food Trek, we pull the old food truck out of the garage, air up the tires, swap out the fryer grease, fire up the grill, and hit the road with Chef Ryan Smith to cook and chat with the owners of Sous Chef, a small grocery in downtown Peoria where they have written their own recipe for connecting local farmers to the community. So buckle up, babies. I'm about to hit the gas and take us over. Ryan, can you please drive?
Hi, this is Ryan Smith with Food Truck, and I'm with
Katie Corey Rodolfi
and Patrick Corey.
And today we're making butternut squash soup with local produce.
So, Katie, what is Sous Chef?
Customers can come in and grab something that is partially prepped or fully prepped. That's the inspiration behind the name Sous Chef. We've already washed, chopped, sometimes seasoned. We've done the prep on it to make your life that much easier.
Let's get the soup started.
So this butternut squash soup is 95% local. The squash, the celery root, the carrots, it's all coming from right here. We are getting as much as we can from as close as we can. We've got vegetables that we roasted. It's the butternut squash from Hart's Little Red Barn, celery root from Prairie Earth, and candy carrots from Blue Moon Farm in Urbana. And so they're boiling in our house-made vegetable stock.
So what I'm going to do is a toasted panzanella salad. So I've got sourdough bread from Ardor Breads and Provisions, which is 100% whole grain flour from Janie's Mill in Ashkim, Illinois. A thick slice of sourdough that just toasted really hard in a pan.
It smells delicious, by the way.
Awesome. I know a lot of what you guys do is much local product. What are some of the farms that you work with?
Yes, so many amazing farms right here. Mm-hmm. Downriver Farm, right across the river in East Peoria. Hart's Produce and Hart's Little Red Barn in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Hungry World Farm in Tiscowa, Illinois. Prairie Earth mm-hmm. in Atlanta, Illinois.
Yeah.
Blue Moon in Urbana. The group Down at the Farms out of Fairbury. So they all work together to have a long list that has variety.
One of the things I've noticed is a lot of the firms working together a lot more than what they ever have before.
People are finding each other, and we have created this network, you know, and it is resilient. It's amazing because, you know, in 2020, when all of this started, this pandemic, and there were shortages everywhere, toilet paper could not be found.
Sure. Yeah.
Our local farms still had everything that they had had for us in years prior in the same or better quantities.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I mean, there's so many. I mean, the farmers market, even the ones we have around here in Central Illinois, you know, have become so successful, and they've been able to help all these farms to kind of grow and grow and grow. And I mean, but in same way as farms, you know, they need somewhere to move their product other than just
bingo,
you
exactly.
know, on Saturdays.
Yes, exactly. So I'm happy to be one of those outlets.
So we've got some greens, some pea tendrils, some micro celery. There's also some like little radish greens in here. And then we're gonna toss. Toss some bread in here, and then throw some apples and some toasted pumpkin seeds. And then we're going to make a little vinaigrette, which is some cider vinegar, some maple syrup, and olive oil. We're just going to kind of incorporate it into it. So I think this should pair really nicely with the soup.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're adding the onions to the soup base where we've already had boiling the vegetable stock with the squash, the celery root, the carrots, and now we're gonna go ahead and puree that.
To see, you know, restaurateurs, groceries that have opened up that want to use local product, you know, because if you talk to a lot of these farmers, it's so tough for them to go and sell at farmers market because you can move so much more product at a restaurant,
you
know. So there's been, I think as a community, the community of restaurants, there's been a huge push. It's been amazing to see.
Yes, and most of it at this point is restaurants. In terms of grocers, I think there is a lot of space still. There is
sure.
market opportunity that is being left on the table.
Okay, the soup is awesome. I love it. It's got a little like spice to it.
Yeah.
You know, still got like some texture to it. Nice sweetness.
The salad was awesome. As you can see, I finished it already.
Yeah, yeah.
I really enjoyed the combination of the crunch of the pumpkin seed, the sweetness of the apple.
Well, and your vinaigrette's doing it all. It's got the acid. It's got a little bit of salt. It's got mm-hmm. the sweet from the syrup and the apple and, you know, bringing all the flavor profiles in.
The bread then was nice texture and a way to pull it all together.
Yeah. I want to say thank you guys for taking the time.
Thank you for taking the time.
To do this. And yeah, I'm glad that we're able to come in and showcase what you guys are doing and wanting to do more of.
Yeah.
Well, and we appreciate that. The way that we do things is not the easiest. And if you're just looking at dollars and cents, you could say there are more profitable ways to do it. But in my view, profit is not just dollars and cents. It's also community. It's the value. It's the food that you eat and the way that it tastes. It's spending your money with somebody that you know is then going to come back and spend it here in your own store or elsewhere, where we're all supporting each other and we're making this community the place that we want it to be.
That's all the gas we got today. I hope we made you hungry. This episode was co-produced by myself and Allison Walsh, with additional music by Guitars. Yes, that's the name of the band. See you at the next stop on Food Trek.
Support for WCBU and WGLT agriculture coverage comes from Growmark and its FS members, your trusted advisor in all your ag decisions.